It's really first and foremost a chance for exotics capital to introduce the ministers and the central bank governor to some of the investors in the marketplace who are looking at Zimbabwe, recognize the huge opportunity that there is in the country, but are also concerned about the challenges and the obstacles, not least the currency, the debt situation, the upcoming election. So it will be a chance for a full and frank discussion with some of the key frontier markets, emerging market investors, and then of course to follow on from that with a chance to talk to media as well in the States.
How is the Zimbabwe government looking at this event? What are they hoping to come out with?
Well, from the government's perspective, since the Mnangagwa government administration took over, they've had one phrase, which is Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that's a very easy thing to say. You've got to prove it. You've got to show it to investors. And more importantly, the investors have to come into that door, which is open for business. And so from the government perspective, that is what they're going to be looking to achieve from this. They're going to be looking to convince investors that, yes, Zimbabwe really is open for business. Yes, we have the right policy initiatives in place. Yes, we understand your concerns, but here's what we're doing concretely in order to avoid any shocks to the system, to get the economy stabilizing.
Mm-hmm. I'll move on to the next point, Gavin, and I'm looking at this situation where Zimbabwe has been zeroed in on economic sanctions as a country by the United States of America and a couple of other organizations. How are they warming up to the idea of this going away?
Zimbabwe has a very difficult time right now, no doubt, because of sanctions not only restricting investment, but also restricting logistical issues like simply travel to the United States and elsewhere. This is something that is in flux at the moment, and I think everyone recognizes that there's a lot of diplomacy going on behind the scenes. So, you know, from the sanctions perspective, the view from the market is definitely a wait and see what happens from here.
As a business sector in the USA and in the UK, of course, being the first world countries, and what's going on right now with the Zimbabwe's gospel of Zimbabwe is open for business, how is the business sector responding to that?
Well, right now for the business sector, it's limited because of what you just mentioned, sanctions apart from anything else, because you're in a situation where it's still very early days in terms of the new administration. There's still a lot of concerns that investors have. And, you know, really what I think for most investors, it's a case of getting their ducks in the row. You know, it's understanding the situation and how things are likely to shape out in the next few months. And that's why it's really, really important to have honest discussions like this one in New York. And Exotics was one of the organizers in a similar event, by the way, in London last month called Zindaba. And that was also a way for the administration and for the central bank to speak to investors, to hear their concerns and to have a full and frank discussion.
And lastly, Gavin, Zimbabwe has had like 3 million people out of its population of 15 million spread all over the world in search of greener pastures. There is quite a huge chunk of populations from Zimbabwe in the United States of America. Are there any efforts from your end as Exotics Capital to engage them if they are willing to participate in the economic restructuring of Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I think that's a very natural phenomenon that you're starting to see at the London event, the Zindaba that I mentioned that Exotics helped to arrange. I spoke to two or three people there that were actively planning to go back to Zimbabwe. One was hoping to go into the tourism sector and set something up. Another was looking to go into more media kind of circles within Zimbabwe. And these are people who have been settled in London for quite some time. So you're starting to see that. And, you know, if you go, you know, I was in South Africa quite recently. You know, a lot of people there are looking to move back to Zimbabwe, come back home when the time is right. And really, they're looking for the right signals at the moment to convince them that this life-changing move makes sense.